We have a principle, Kol Yisrael Areivim Ze LaZeh. All Jews are responsible for one another. And of course, that's true b'machshava. V'hafta l'reicha kamocha, love thy neighbor like thyself. But in addition to the hashkafic and the principle b'machshava, it has halakhic connotations as well. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about, Avnei Nezer discusses it based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, v'hanistaras v'haniglos, that when did Areivus begin? It gets into when we're responsible for other people's sins. So it wasn't until we entered Eretz Yisrael, we got the principle of Areivus. So that's one hand, but there's a halachic principle. It's called Yatza Motzi Yatza. That if you fulfilled your mitzvah, and doesn't necessarily mean you have, even if you didn't fulfill it yet, but you're going to. Yatza Motzi, that in other words, let's say there's three shuls in town and there's only one shofar, one Baal Tekiah, one person. So therefore, the halacha is I could go ahead and make blow the shofar for everyone, even though I already fulfilled my mitzvah. Because yatza, until every Jew in my town has fulfilled the mitzvah, my mitzvah is lacking. Same thing with Kiddush. I could go around making Kiddush to 10 different homes, because of Yatza Motzi. In fact, there was a question that came up during COVID, but not limited to COVID, is you had different minyanim, and it could be on Shabbos, but more likely Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you didn't have that many Bali Tefillah. So could the same chazan do Daven a second? He already davened already, but they need a Baal Tefillah. So that's the famous shtickle from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik, his first shiur, they say, when he came over off the boat, he gave a shiur on Tefillah Bitzibur, Tefillah's Hatzibur. And basically that when you daven, it's B'yechides, it's a Karban Yachid, but a Karban Tzibur. So basically you're acting as a Tzibur. So basically, based on this, Rav Schachter and others point out that therefore one can go ahead and daven for someone else. You could do Chazara Tesha, even though I davened already, I could go ahead to, you know, in terms of Tefillah, it's B'yachid, it's something else. Why, there's no gain in that. But Tefillah B'tzibur, yeah, you can do. So that's a discussion of Yatza Motzi, that even though I fulfilled the mitzvah, I could still do it many times. So, it's for other people who are going to hear. So obviously, if I'm davening with yechidus, I'm not doing it for anyone. But if you're doing it for other people, in fact, that was the shaila. Let's say someone goes to a house of a mourner. And whatever, you get, you're already daven, but when you get to, no one else knows how to daven by you. So what do? And they ask you to go and daven, you're already davened already. So I guess in theory then, if you daven, I guess you could daven for someone else. I guess if you daven Meirav aloud,